Kathy Dawes now, along with three lovely ladies on this Friday morning, and we're going to be talking about a recent Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation boot camp, which sounds kind of interesting. We have MJ Hanner, and she's with Blue Barn Farms, Vicki Taylor, Tin Station, and also Jessica Venneberg. And Jessica is an executive assistant, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. We're going to be talking about that boot camp, obviously. And I know that, MJ, you were mentioning, sometimes we take it for granted people know what we're talking about when we talk about economic development, whatever way you want to say it. But I think it's good to clarify what it really is and how it impacts us in our daily business lives.
Right. It's actually a great resource. I discovered economic development, the group, through Topeka Capital Journal. I happened to read an article about it. I'm a young startup business. And I realized it's like our state does a great job. This is an amazing resource for businesses. And they call themselves EcoDevo for short. They basically offer amazing classes, some at no cost or low cost. It's appropriate for any size business, whether you're a startup, maybe you're a company in transition and you're getting ready to retire and you've got young family members stepping up to take over. They work with Network Kansas, and this is all funded through lottery ticket sales, correct, on Network Kansas?
Tax credits.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those neat things as a Kansas resident, you need to take advantage of this. This is something that's available to all of us.
And I guess, Jessica, you know, being part of EcoDevo, I mean, you probably do take it for granted that everyone should know what it is. But economic development is so important to so many of us. And boot camps like this have to be a good way to kind of put some of these things in perspective.
It is. With what we do a lot of things with workforce, education, small businesses, expanding businesses, and being able to be an e-community with Network Kansas. We can offer not only these programs, but we also offer an e-community revolving loan for gap financing for businesses as well. So when we were trying to present this to the smaller communities, there was so much drive in Westmoreland, and so many businesses wanted to do Destination Boot Camp that we knew that's where we needed to start.
And I guess because we don't want to leave Vicki out, you know, from the Tin Station, and kind of your thoughts on economic development and a bit about the boot camp. It's 3 days, pretty intense days, it sounds like.
Well, I didn't know a whole lot about economic development before, but I have learned that. I would say that I'm one of the lucky ones that got to go to boot camp. I'd like to thank EcoDevo and Farmer State Bank also. They funded some for us. We got to take the class. It was fantastic. John's a really energetic teacher. We learned a lot about owning our own business, marketing, advertising, how to put ourselves out there on a web page, a Facebook page. They just covered a lot of ground, even clear down to the looks of your building, what goes in it, how to promote it, and it was just a fantastic class.
When I noticed a quote when you put out the news release shortly after the boot camp, they quoted you as saying that it changed your mindset, and that's kind of what you just said, I would say.
Yeah, because I kind of started out not sure what I wanted to do or what I wanted to be, dragging my feet a little bit, just put a real spark in my ideas and what I wanted to do.
I do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open if you want to enter into the discussion and kind of an interesting chat about Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation and their recent boot camp. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. Back to MJ and the boot camp, and was it what you expected? I mean, tell us a bit about those 3 days. What did you do?
Holy cow. Well, you come back exhausted because your mind is just on fire. We learned so many tactics about marketing yourself. And realistically, and Vicki touched on it very well, consumers today are very savvy. There is a very high expectation from people when they arrive at your place. Now, we both, the type of businesses that we own, obviously we rely on people coming to our place. So we are basically a destination is what we are classed. And what that means is if someone drives up to Westmoreland, whether they go shop at Vicky's shop, which she gets tons of people at Christmas. She's got a fabulous shop, very inexpensive stuff, and she's pretty much hit it on the target. I have a special event venue, and right now I do a seasonal pumpkin patch every year. And what we learned on this class was it's called unique positioning, which is what makes us different. And you, it sounds very easy. It's a lot of work. You've got to figure out what does make you different from everyone else out there. Whether it's a pumpkin patch or an antique shop, people have a million choices. So how do you make yourself unique? And what is unique about you? And I thought it was a really fabulous thing just to learn more about your business and how, what it's going to take for you to keep yourself on the map.
In today's day and age, too, social media is so crucial. I mean, there, you can't just open your doors, put a sign up. There's a lot more involved to having a business.
Absolutely. And part of that is, I'll say it, over 50. So the technology side of things, it can be a bit overwhelming. And part of that is getting over that learning curve and being okay with putting yourself out there. The neat thing is, in my case, I have found a lot of young people come up. Maybe I'm trying to post something on Facebook with a picture of their child in the corn, and they'll help me do it on my phone. So it's really neat. It's been a great experience for me.
Jessica, this had to be fascinating from your perspective, too. And apparently you had 6 business leaders that participated in this. And it sounds like a variety of different types of businesses. But, I imagine you even got a little something out of working with some of these folks.
I did. I actually wish I had my own business after attending this boot camp because it was so phenomenal. It's a 12-step program that you learn in 2.5 days. And since we sent 6 businesses from Westmoreland, we were part of their community reinvention program. So what that meant was John Schallert actually came back to Westmoreland and did a workshop that we opened up to anybody that wanted to attend. So after this workshop, this group was also responsible for homework. It was a 4-month homework that they had to do and then phone calls that we did with John. So we actually just finished up our last phone call with John, and we still can connect with him whenever we want to because we were part of that community reinvention program. But it was amazing, the 12-step process. It helps these businesses decide who they're going to target, how they're going to promote their business to where people want to come back to their businesses.
Any intentions to have more of these? I mean, it just sounds tremendous.
Yes. We want to have more. It's open to any businesses in Pottawatomie County. We would love to send another group of 6 or more back to Longmont, Colorado for another boot camp.
And Vicky, it had to kind of walk through us. Say we walk in the door. What happened during those 3 days? I mean, just kind of an idea. I mean, was it fully packed with things a whole day and different things each day?
Or? Yeah. It was, yes, packed. We had a notebook, and we started through that, and everything was lined out. So it was so full, when you got back home, you could take that notebook and go through it step by step to follow back through what you need to do. So it was great.
And Westmoreland is such a fun town. I've visited many times, and there's a lot of little hidden treasures there that people aren't aware of.
Yeah.
Right.
And we are wanting to become a destination. We have 4 antique shops in town, some other businesses, an old-fashioned soda fountain at the pharmacy. We do have some fall events coming up. We have the Haunted Hospital, Shop Small after Thanksgiving, which we add extra people in our businesses. And then we have Christmas in Westie this year. So
I've had a shake at that pharmacy, by the way, that little
it's wonderful.
Soda fountain. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I guess, too, and would you believe we've already almost run out of time? I'm going to go around the room and ask each of you if there's other highlights or things that you kind of want to stress today. But, MJ, anything you're kind of wanting to share with folks as we get close to wrapping up? And, boy, time flies.
Well, sure. Blue Barn Farm does open this Saturday. We do not charge admission. We've been voted number 1 by area grandparents. We offer a lot of fun, low-tech games and toys and climbing things for kids. I sell pumpkins, and we've got your traditional pumpkin patch concessions going on.
And Vicki, anything you're kind of wanting to add before we wrap up today?
Just that you might go to our Westmoreland Chamber site. It does have a calendar on there with our events.
And Jessica, anything you're wanting to add, just in terms of EcoDevo and other things you might be doing, just anything you're wanting to share with our listeners today?
Well, we just want to encourage people to get on our website and become aware of the programs that we offer and the gap financing. So if there's any new businesses or expanding businesses coming to the area and they need a little help with their business, just reach out to us and give us a call.
Very good. Well, thanks to all three of you for stopping by on a busy Friday, and fall season's always busy, but appreciate the three of you coming by today. Again, we've had Jessica Vennenberg, Executive Assistant to Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, also Vicki Taylor of Tin Station, MJ Hanner, Blue Barn Farms, of course, taking part in a recent boot camp through the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. We'll take a break, and when we come back, former Governor John Carlin will be joining us, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun talking with him today. Take a look at Governor Brown back departing the state in the near future and the switch over to Jeff Collier and maybe what that means. And I'm sure John will have a lot more to add. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.